so, seated comfortable on the back of this enormous buzzy most of the fly, they took it off like an escape velocity of the rocket floating into orbit. Now, after floating high up over the mountain, through the deep valley of that, for 7 whole long days, they did a very soft and flat belly landing, if I may put it this way. Where they landed? A tranquil beauty spotted before a deep thunder mould of a foray. Like Orpheus in the undergrowth, there it was, and the fly said it, I must leave you here. And he pointed here with his sort of fly-type thing gold, if it was all feathery, and said, Mad John, mark the words. He liveth in a cave there in this far deep foray, and he will transport for you and find it not only the moon itself which you look at, but the philosophy of life to itself. And Stan had a mutual joy for this, and reach up and cuddly most of this big fly, and very hard to embrace it and most kissy, and the fly tickling with his whiskers in his ear drove. And off he went.
An old man that lived in the greenwood. Nobody knew him or what he had done. But mothers would say to their children, beware of Mad John. John would sing with the birds in the morning, laugh with the wind in the cold hand of night. But people from behind their curtains said he's not quite right. John had it sussed. He was living the life of a tramp. Yes, his bed was the cold and the damp, but the sun was his friend. He was free. So here was a wise one who loved all the haters. He loved them so much that their hate turned to fear. And shaking from behind their curtains, the loved ones would hear.